Hey guys, Chris here. I don't know what to think about this coronavirus anymore. I've been looking up all these facts and stuff, and all I see that is this is something that's supposed to be like the common cold. But let's get into it. Let's first hear it from our sponsors. All right, so we have two different versions going on. One is from news sources like CNN, Fox News, NBC. They're all reporting that there's over 1,000 cases and that there's over 38 people who have died. Mind you, right now as we speak, let me tell you the date. I'm sure that number will change. Right now it is March 11th at 10:36 p.m., but I'm sure that number is going to change, like I said. But I'm a little confuckled because of this. So I've been hearing a lot of different things. One is that kids are immune. I've been hearing that this is something crazy that we need to stop, that we need to close down borders for, and blah, blah, blah. And the most asinine thing I think I've been hearing so far is, we need to wash our hands. Well, I thought that's what we already were supposed to be doing. I didn't know that that was a new thing or something we needed to be reminded of. I thought that we were smart enough as a society to be sanitary. Now, sometimes we need to be reminded to wash our hands, and I get that. Sometimes we are 5 years old. But as adults, we should already be doing that, and we should already be taking these precautions. Now, if you are a person who died from coronavirus, you obviously won't be alive to hear this now, but you clearly have had some immunodeficiencies or something's wrong with your immune system. The only people who have died are old people with or young people with immunodeficiency problems. No children have died, and that's why the rumor that children are immune is out there. But again, that's also false. We are studying children, and the CDC is taking studies on with children to figure out why children are least likely to get it. Now, they are not immune to it, so we think so far, and we don't know because there's no children cases being reported. Now, Dr. Drew and everybody is saying that this is bullshit, that the media is just using this as a frenzy, which I believe too, because as we know, every 4 years, there is only a couple things that go on in this country. One of those things is that we pander to black people every 4 years. Second thing is every 4 years there's another disease or Ebola or something crazy like that. I do believe that this is another hysteria made politically to be used to shut down the stock market, to make Trump look like he's failing. What they all were saying they were trying to do if the impeachment doesn't work, and oh, look it, they're doing it. So I know that's being politicized and stuff, but all Trump stuff aside and all politics aside, the people now, you guys are letting the media essentially twist and skew things into getting you guys all to create mass hysteria. Now, more people have died from the common cold, more people have died from the flu, and I don't see you guys going crazy about that. You guys should not be buying masks because your eyes and your ears are also orifices in the face and you can still contract it that way. Now, if you're a normal, healthy person, you will get a hardcore flu. This is what the coronavirus is. This is what it's always been since it was first discovered in 1965. Now, here's where it gets kind of weird. The media is presenting that over 1,300 cases have been reported in America and 38 people have died. But the CDC, the ones that are trusting and the ones that Dr. Drew says to follow, says that only 900 cases have been reported. And 700 of those 9 cases, as of 4 o'clock p.m. tonight, 700 of them are still under investigation. And so I believe the CDC over the CNN number of 1,300 because 900 seems more feasible and the CDC has to be reported to if somebody is contracted with the disease. So the CDC is not going to lie to us. So I would go to the CDC.gov to figure out the real numbers, but I'm telling you guys right now, unless you guys need to make sure grandma's not getting it or grandfather is not getting it because that's the only people that are going to be scarcely affected by this or have problems to this. Unless you're a young person with a autoimmune deficiency or otherwise known as HIV AIDS or take some kind of thing like there's a medication you take for psoriasis that can also deplete your immune system. So things like that are things that you guys need to look out for. And if you're a perfectly healthy person, if you get sick, do what you do with a cold. Stay at home, binge with binge watch Netflix and don't cough on anybody. It's not that hard of a fucking thing to do. Stay in your house, stay in your bed like you do if you're always sick. If you're sick and contagious, you don't go to work. We need to be more cautious about the flu season, if anything. And if anything, Dr. Drew just said more people die from the common cold than ever have died from coronavirus or anything. And so he said that if you guys are acting like this right now because of the media frenzy, then you guys need to know you're starting problems, because what you're doing is now you're stopping the rate of production when it comes to medications and when it comes to different things like the masks being made or the cough syrups out there being sold or the toilet paper on the shelves. You guys are really messing with production now, and it's not good. So we need to stop the mass hysteria, live your life like you always would. You're more likely to die of the common cold than you ever are to die of coronavirus. Stop buying all the masks. We need those in the hospitals for people who really need them, like people that have coughing diseases or people that need to be on quarantine in hospitals. We really need those masks for doctors, to be honest with you. And I heard from another doctor today that that was being affected now. So stop fucking shit up. Stop letting the media tell you what's right and what's wrong. And how about you use your brains and realize that if you're a perfectly healthy person, you can catch coronavirus and you will live to see another day. So let's stop freaking out. Stop buying all the toilet paper up in the store, guys. Like, what the... First of all, there's no correlation with toilet paper and coronavirus. It doesn't give you the shit, so I don't get what you guys are doing. But what you guys need to do is live your lives, stop the mass hysteria, and stop letting the media tell you when to act crazy. Because you guys are the reason why we have all of this craziness happening in the country and why we've had craziness happening for the past 4 years. Because you guys let the media do your thinking for you. Stop doing that. There's things that you can go to, like the CDC.gov. That's the website you go to figure out the exact rate of coronavirus, what it's about, and what's going on with it. Now, this is a crazy pandemic, but not an epidemic. There's a difference. A pandemic is when a lot of people get the same thing. An epidemic is when it's going to take over the whole entire world. Take over? I don't see it happening. Because like I said, everybody here who's healthy listening to this podcast, you guys can all catch coronavirus tomorrow, and you will live to see another day. Okay? All right. So don't cough on anybody. Wash your hands. And I feel so stupid even saying those things, because those are things you should be doing anyways. Like, duh. Like, those are normal common sensual things. So just keep doing your common sensual things and live out loud. But tomorrow you guys will see me on Facebook. We will be doing a live video about the coronavirus where I'm going to go in deep with facts and interviews and everything. I got a couple of interviews on hand. So I will see you guys tomorrow around 11 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Facebook.com/TheAdorableDeplorable. Again, that's Facebook.com/TheAdorableDeplorable. Thank you guys so much, and I'll see you guys then. Like I say in every video and now on my podcast, I'll see you in the next one.